shakes and swallows the hope of man. Red-faced, angry eyes, discharged from a body of lies. Your questions, they couldn't be more out of line. Why don't they ask me
about my greatest love,
so I could tell them
the greatest story of
two wild-hearted lovers who were sick of holding hands in the dark. Well, this is who we are. Oh,
blindfolded with weights in your hand, this decision is greater than just one man. So stand up and speak in your loudest voice.
Ooh, 'cause justice delayed is justice denied. I'm so sick of hearing how your hands are tied. Give me one good reason why you're still holding on to these lies.
Instead of feeding me lines, why don't you ask me
about my greatest love?
And I would tell you
the greatest story of
two wild-hearted lovers who were sick of holding hands in the dark.
Oh,
this is who
why
we
don't
are.
You ask me
about my greatest love?
And I will tell you
the greatest story of
two wild-hearted lovers sick of holding hands in the dark.
Whoa.
Two wild-hearted lovers who are sick of holding hands in the dark.
Whoa. Wild-hearted lovers who are sick of holding hands in the dark.
This is who we are.
This is J.D. Doyle, bringing you my show, Out Radio, and I'm just crazy about that song. Two artists I very much respect, Matt Alber and Tom Goss, wrote and recorded the song, Who We Are, and the inspiration was the injustice of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policies. All proceeds of the song will go to the Service Members Legal Defense Network. That song impressed me so much that I contacted Tom and asked him to talk a little about it.
The song is inspired by the people in our military who are out there day in and day out fighting for everything that makes America great, and then being treated unjustly because they're in love with somebody of the same gender. And so, you know, Matt and I were hanging out before we did some tour dates together, and it was at a time when there was a lot of news going on about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and I was driving by the Capitol showing him the sights, and he turned to me and said, we should write a song about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And so that's exactly what we did. You know, it was hard because our real aim was to give these people a voice. These men and women who can't talk about their lives, their loves, their family, that just have to live in secrecy. You know, we worked really hard to do that, and neither Matt nor I have been in the military, so it was a challenge for us, and hopefully we've done that.
What about the mechanics of the writing? You know, who did what, or was it easy?
It was different. It was different for me. As somebody who does all my own writing, it was really a fun experience. I mean, both Matt and I approached songwriting differently, and so it was fun. We both wrote the songs and the music. It was kind of a joint effort. And after we decided to write the song, we essentially drove to my house and started writing 10 minutes later we were writing it, and put together a chord progression, and Matt's really, really melody focused, which is great. I mean, he's a vocalist, and so it was really interesting to kind of see him work at that. Yeah, we came up with the chords and then the melody lines, and then we'd start plugging words and then argue about which words to use.
What's been the reaction to the song so far?
It's been absolutely amazing. Like I said, you know, that's one of the reasons we were really kind of dwelling on the words. So we didn't want to write kind of a cheesy pop song. We really wanted something that would be exactly what they were saying. Since we've written the song, we've gotten dozens and dozens of emails from service members saying essentially that, you know, that we did do that, and they're really grateful for the song. And some of them have been discharged, and some of them haven't been discharged and are serving in our country or in Iraq or Afghanistan, and really don't feel like they can be who they are, or they can serve their country as fully as they could otherwise. And they're grateful that our song kind of speaks to that.
I understand you have a new EP and DVD. Could I persuade you to talk about those?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. The first DVD I shot in June of last year, after being on the road for 9 weeks, and I hadn't been home in a long time, and I set up this really gorgeous, intimate house concert in Washington, D.C., and decided I was going to make a DVD out of it, and gave me the opportunity to break out a couple songs that kept getting cut off my albums and that I wasn't sure were ever going to make it on an album. And it's just a really, really intimate performance, very beautiful and an emotional night for me, just to be back home after so long away and see all my friends and just talk about it musically. And
tell me about the EP itself.
Well, the EP is a political EP all about marriage equality. I've been putting together marriage equality songs for the past couple years, but I haven't released them on an album, mostly because I tend to not want to be political. Maybe it's because I don't want to be out there in that way. But people kept asking me to put these songs out, so I decided to put together an EP. I wrote a final song for it, and the EP is called Apostate to Love. And on there is a song about Proposition 8, a song about Joe Biden and Sarah Palin debating, a song about marriage equality in the district, and then a piano ballad about marriage equality in general. The thing that's so exciting to me about this EP is it's going to come with a whole curriculum of components, so that you can, if you're so inclined, have a conversation, have a workshop, have a dialogue about this, you know, with a group of friends, at your church, at an LGBT center. And you just go to the website, be able to download the EP, download the music video, download a PowerPoint presentation, download handout materials, and everything you'll need to have a whole workshop based around this. I'm really looking forward to putting this in people's hands, because I think it's a great tool, and there's no tool out there like this right now, and people are really going to dig it.
Again, the EP is called The Politics of Love, and the DVD is Live at Terry's. And I persuaded Tom to share with us one of the songs from the EP. Here's You Don't Question Love.
You don't question love. You let it be. You don't give the right to some, then take that right from me. And if it's family you want, then welcome to my home. Love is something my family owns. You don't tell a child you can't be raised here, and I can see their eyes and in them questioning and fear. 'Cause a family, they know, is one that takes you home, loves you more than you'll ever know. And take it fast now, or take it slow. Your deepest breath, you know, deserves one more. 'Cause I'll never kiss the face of a more beautiful soul. You don't question love, you set it free. Let it grow to something everyone can see. And if you look into your eyes, you will see your love in mine, and you will bless it, and you will bless it, and you will bless it. No, you don't question love.
And Tom Goss often uploads informal videos that are just songs done in fun. When he did that with this next song, which was a jam with he and Eric Hyman, I jokingly warned him that, gee, he might hear it on my show.
Take the last train, the clock's bill, and I'll meet you at the station. I can be there by 4:30, 'cause I made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together for the morning. Bring my train and I must go. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. I can meet you at the station. We'll have coffee covered, flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation. Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can hear you in this noisy railroad station all alone. I'm feeling low. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
This is Tom Goss, and you're listening to Out Radio with J.D. Doyle.
Tom Goss, and for you youngsters, that was his cover of the Monkees' hit, Last Train to Clarksville. Also, you can hear short interviews with both Matt Albert and Tom Goss on my January Out Radio show. I started off with Tom and Matt and another pair of artists singing for the cause are Jason and DeMarco. Their 2008 CD and their new 501c3 organization are called SAFE, and that stands for Safe Affirming Family Environment, and helps provide housing and assistance for especially GLBT kids and young adults. That organization became official last September, but a few months before that, I did a short interview with them about the album SAFE.
For years, our fans have been telling us how much they love our music and how much they love our albums, but they've also said that there's something about a live show where the energy's through the roof.
And on our new album, we decided that we were going to bring the band into the studio with us so we could capture this live acoustic sound on our new album, SAFE.
So tell me about the song, SAFE.
The song, SAFE, was actually written by a good friend of ours, Josh Duffy, who is also an openly gay singer. And he had written the song, and we had heard him record it. And at that time, we just felt a connection with the song and asked him if he would be okay with us recording it as a duo. The song really lends itself, you know, to have two people singing it to each other. And to me, the song was so powerful because there's so many people in my life where I truly know I've been loved, and not obviously not on only a romantic level, but my family, my friends. I feel very blessed to feel so much love in my life. But when I heard this song, the phrase, "Thank you for loving me," I thought, how many of us actually stop and say that to someone, you know, even our partners. How many of us stop and say, thank you for loving me? And it just seems like love sometimes is taken for granted, and so many people are searching for it. And so when you experience it, I just think there's really something special about taking that time and just to say thank you.
The final line, here in your arms I feel safe, I mean, on so many levels, but just it really resonated with us, whether it's in the arms of your creator or your lover, your partner. It's just really, a moving line. And what a way to, you know, to close the song.
Here's their song, Safe.
No need to run now. I found a new place. Here in your arms, I know I am safe. The past will not haunt me. It's so
An award-winning documentary about Jason and DeMarco called Where All Angels was released in 2007, and that was touched on with my next question.
How did you pick the tracks for this album?
Originally, we were going to make it a soundtrack album for the film We're All Angels, but we realized that Till the End of Time, our last album, really is the soundtrack for We're All Angels, because We're All Angels basically chronicles the making of Till the End of Time. And so what we decided to do was do new material, but to also include any of those songs that were in the film that were not on Till the End of Time, to also include them on this album, Safe, as well as the bonus tracks, which are our two dance remixes.
Have you had people say, oh, you left out this song?
People have actually been really happy, I think, with the songs we chose. People that bought Safe, chances are they have some of our older material. You know, this is our seventh album, and so they didn't expect all the songs to be on this one. But I think the ones that we chose on this, I think they were really happy about those selections. I know people were really happy to have DeMarco's Ave Maria on Safe, because that was on our first album we recorded together, which was a Christmas CD, which is no longer available.
Well, there's some of my favorites on there. All I Long For and When Your Spirit Gets Too Weak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, All I Long For was really the first song that kind of put us out there.
We made a little music video for it, yeah. And that's our first, I guess, single, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
All I long for is someone to love, who understands me, who sees me as I withhold the answers to a passing day. A life with no more purpose, a dream with no more shine. Only wanting one thing, to leave the past behind. All I long for is salvation, so free and yet so vast. My soul now resting safely in your gentle hands. With you I found my answers. I am free to fly at last.
is there a song you would say gets the most audience reaction, not just this album, but in general?
I would say
This Is Love.
This Is Love, because so many people are familiar with that song because of the music video on Logo, that people just feel this connection to that song. And because it is also romantic, you know, so many people that are in relationships, they connect with it. And then those that aren't in relationships, they love the song because it kind of gives them hope that they will find someone.
Well, and even it's really spoken to heterosexual couples. I mean, yeah. Our fan base, again, became even more diverse because now, I mean, so many people saw that video, GLBT and heterosexuals, and like, oh, I'm not gay, but just your video, it just made me want to sit on the couch with my husband and hold him and cry. It's so beautiful. You remind me so much of us. And really, on so many levels, it reached so many people.
Is that kind of your biggest hit?
I would say so.
Yeah, I would say This Is Love probably is our biggest hit.
Feels new whenever I'm with you.
I would say Bridge, you know, Bridge Over Troubled Water on Safe, probably, I think it's becoming another hit of ours. And that gets a really great reaction live in concerts.
Well, it's a great version of that. And yes, other people have done it, but you brought something else into it.
Well, and that was really our goal with that song, because we knew it had been done so many times that we knew we had to do something different. And our band and our producer, they did a great job at really, you know, coming up with something that was unique.
walked around, then he gave up and went back home. Another romantic night is ruined. He never felt so alone. She won't ever be there for him. She's just leading him on. There's someone else, but he doesn't know it. He just wants to be loved, yeah. Will he ever be? She called again and apologized, said she was running. He said, sorry, but I gotta bail this time. Maybe some other day. Driving around this town to nowhere. He never felt so alone. She won't ever be there for him. She's just leading him on. There's someone else, but he doesn't know it. He just wants to be loved, yeah, yeah. But will he ever be? Why can't you just let go when you know that it's over? Just leading him on. She won't ever be there for him. She's just leading him on and on. There's someone else, but he doesn't know it. He just wants to be loved. Will he?
The songs Safe, All I Long For, This Is Love, and Bridge Over Troubled Waters are all on the Jason DeMarco album called Safe. And as you heard them say, the song Safe was written by their friend and mine, Josh Duffy. So I thought it fitting to follow them with the song Ever Be, the latest single and video by Josh off his CD called Artificial. Here's another political song just sent to me by the duo Cheryl and Javon. And you'll quickly see their song is about gay marriage. It's called Waiting All My Life.
Been one to Yes, it's you that I adore. No.
Again, that was Cheryl and Javon. I recently heard about a new musical currently playing off-Broadway called Yank the Musical, a World War II love story. And I could hear some clips I very much liked from the website, so I wrote to the producers and asked if they had any full songs available to play on the radio. Well, I was delighted that they sent me a demo of the entire soundtrack, so I get to share a little of it with you way before it will be available on CD. Of course, I can't do justice to the show's story, but I picked three tracks to give you a taste of when our young gay hero went off to war and then gets taken under the wing of a photographer.
A few weeks back, I found an old diary at a junk shop. It's a small book. Some pages in it are torn, some of the handwriting's blurry, but it's generally in good shape. It's the wartime journal of one Private Stewart, who, as it happened, spent World War II working for a magazine, Yank, the magazine by the servicemen for the servicemen. And on the opening page of the journal, in very neat handwriting, "No matter what I do, I keep remembering you." Cryptic, right? And kind of corny. So I looked it up, and it's from a song. Oh, I bought a CD.
Every dance has a tune played for it. Every glove has a mate made for it. How do you find your match? How do you pick? Follow your heart and follow your...
Well, it was nice meeting you.
You know, all these press teams are two-man operations. I'll need someone to take photos. Interested?
Gee, wow.
Poor kid, you don't realize how lucky you are.
Why?
I like you. We click, we're travelers, thumb in the same ride, play the same game for the same side. Common interests, common set of needs. We click, our lips are willing and able. Let's play ping pong neath the table. Couple rounds and darling, we'll see who leads. right. I'm not saying you're the love of my life. I'm not saying there are stars in your eyes. All I'm saying is it's time to get wise. The world's at war, rules are suspended, whole world's upended. Quick, let's click, I'll let you unmask me. I won't bite, kid, unless you ask me. Stick with me and baby, you'll see it's true. Sky's the limit when you are two. I'm clicking. There's more of us than you imagine, especially in the Marines, trust me. Now's our chance, nations distracted. About time we acted. Come on, kid, try it out.
Oh, I don't think I can.
You're a natural. You'll learn more than drilling, if you're willing.
Like what?
The army lists forbidden bars in every town and state. Go to those bars, they're ours. The army's got a lot of spies, but seldom at the local wise. Change to your civvies and wait in the privies.
Okay, I'm in the washroom. What do I do now?
Here's a handsome fella, part of our crew. Tap your footsie, see if he taps too.
Say your hands touch over the sink.
Ask him if he's feeling pink. Say he's tall and strong and swarthy.
Ask if he's a friend of Dorothy.
Now you got it, kid. Give you caviar and champagne, and our future ain't our friends throwing rice, but I'll give you half an hour of paradise. Click with guys who you wanna mess with a press pass to impress with. Pick your partner well, and I'm telling you, there's more fellas dreaming the same dream too. Who? Click.
There's a house in my hometown. I already put the payment down. It's not so grand, the perfect size for a couple of regular guys. I'll make some dough and we'll make do. Give it a paint job, navy blue. I'll even add a patio for a sexy XG, I'll know. I know it's difficult to imagine it now, here in a world that's going mad. But picture the two of us on some lazy day, when Bob's away, it's just a game kids play. And late at night when we're alone, neighbors in houses of their own, we'll thank this goddamn war for having met. As happy and secure and financially set as a couple of regular guys can get.
Saturday we can load up the car.
Beach is just half a mile away.
We'll have your family around for cake and cokes.
Though we'll shock my folks with all our army jokes. And late some night as records play, couple of dozen years away, laugh about the battles we lived through.
Of course, that's not all the story, but a good introduction to Yank the Musical. This is J.D. Doyle, and there's lots more music in parts 2, 3, and 4 of this show. But I'm closing part 1 of Out Radio for April with another anthem. It's by Nick Granato from his album In Real Life, and he's Living Out Loud.
Radio up, pushing down the gas pedal, pressing my luck. Camden fades more fun than it sounds. Oh, and that's what I love about living out loud. Stirring up trouble just to be heard. Moving to the front and taking my turn. Up to stand out of the crowd. Yeah, that's what I love about living out loud. Cause life's for the living, gotta dance while you can. Leave a dime for the dead, you gotta take another chance. Have some fun, turn it upside down. I'm just a living out loud. Cause life's for the living. Gotta dance while you can. Leave the dying for the dead. You gotta take another chance. Have some fun. Turn it upside down.
It's time to make your mark. Don't wallow in the doubt. You'll have a lot more fun when you're living out loud. Cause life's for the living. Gotta dance while you can. Leave the dying for the dead. You gotta take another chance.